Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things this week that makes it against all the podcasts. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
Had he escaped the hole under the car? Or whatever, wherever he was.
Watch Prisoners. You guys had a whole week. We should be talking about it.
Yeah. It's Villeneuve season right now because we got Dune out there. So, you know.
Shelby's learning to play that instrument.
That means we should probably get to numbers.
In Star to Our Car. That's what that means.
We should probably get to numbers.
Mm-hmm. Every time he has a new movie out, I am surprised anew that he is French Canadian.
Surprised anew.
It's exactly. I always think he's like from Argentina or something, but it's nope, very, he's
why do you think he's a Nazi in hiding who fled Germany years ago?
My friend Pat, who I do Lie, Cheat, and Steal with, he's a French Canadian, and the reason I forget Denis Villeneuve, or however you pronounce it, is French Canadian, is because he doesn't have what Pat calls one of the two French Canadian body types. There's like a short, round one, which is kind of what Pat is, and then there's like a tall, really skinny one. Those are like the two guys from Quebec, and he's not one
of them. You're either a Laurel or a Hardy.
What you're saying. It's like the two non Mario guys from the original ice hockey on NES, the skinny guy and the fat guy.
Only
two options.
I mean, that's also kind of Mario guys. It's a little Mario. Well, I guess a Wario
little bit.
And Waluigi.
It's more exaggerated than that, though.
I mean, it's true. Like, he doesn't seem like a descendant of fur trappers. Is that what you're saying? That's kind of what you're.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like growing up in New England, I have a lot of very specific and probably racist stereotypes about French Canadian people. And
Shorty's just talking shit.
Yeah.
Well, tell us all about them in detail. Go ahead.
That Toronto accent is insane. But I just forgot because he gave an interview where he was like, the Fremen are like the Quebecois. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
That's what I think. That's
the Quebecois.
That's definitely what I think of as well.
Do you think so? On further.
Well, he was just like, I'm drawing on my personal experiences, you know, but I was like,
Yeah.
Quebecois Fremen confirmed.
They're goofy ass stop signs that are like, whatever. Allez! Just screaming through stop signs because they don't respect the language.
Quebecois patriots in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they do to English stop signs.
French they're speaking. And no, these children aren't French.
They're Fremen.
I want Muzzy to teach me starter a car throat singing. God.
The first time, Shelby loves this instrument from Dune. This is, I feel like it's like the
that's
first time people
instrument.
Heard
it. That's a voice.
Oh, well,
that's
yeah, you know,
voice.
The throat singing. But I feel like it's the same as like when people heard electric guitar for the first time. This is Shelby's wake up moment where he's like, oh my God, what is this?
What if that was the first time you heard electric guitar? If you brought Bad to the Bone back to like, I don't know, like chamber music times, people would just be like, it was like, it would be like the Rites of Spring, just like immediate chaos.
Like,
yes, thank you. I was going to say, we got to make sure we get that in there.
What is that?
That is Paul McCartney doing, and he's done it before because there was another post that somebody found on and posted on Twitter, but he, like, Foreigner recruited him to say, like, Foreigner? Not in the Hall of Fame? What the fuck? And he did, and then at the end of the video, he just does this little like noise, and it's
that
like,
was him making
like a little monkey.
And he's making like a little like animal face. Like he's like he looks like somebody did like a thing where it's like Bilbo turning into that. You know, when he's going for the ring. Like the
what the fuck?
Yeah,
I thought Shelby just going Longmont Potion Castle mode. Just
no,
the
it's
echo.
Just a little. Paul, yeah. I have not stopped thinking about Whitney is sick of the Paul McCartney noise. I've been doing it a lot. It's just, you know, it's a nice little button to put on a sentence.
Just yeah, hearing that noise. That. It just sounds like you're echolocating it. She just keeps hearing that around the apartment. big reveal.
He's developing his echolocation senses in case he loses his sight.
Yeah.
So you can get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom without turning the light on.
That feels like a real COVID hobby. Somebody was like, I just got into trying to figure out if I could improve my echolocation over COVID. Yeah. Yeah. Get up in the middle of the night, have to go to the bathroom, beat my way to the bathroom.
That's much less disruptive than turning on a light. Beep, yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
I didn't want to bother you, so just... sending out the sound.
So I'm screaming at the top of my lungs to get a sense of the space in my apartment.
That would be really funny if that's how bats did it. It wasn't like little. It was just them being like, ah! Just screaming all the time. They're like,
it would work.
Oh, we're underwater now. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we're echolocating.
Uh-huh.
This is very peaceful. Songs. Yeah.
We're going to get DMCA'd by whales. They'd be like, this is my original recording.
Yeah, the didn't ocean.
They, like, haven't they like figured out how to talk to them, kind of? I feel yeah, like they've like figured
think
out.
So.
With respect. Like
figured out how, what some of the whale songs mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think we know like whale language, but I feel like they've like figured some of it out.
Like, to the extent that, like, scratching on a door means I want to go out in dogs, or, like, I don't know.
I'm Googling, can we talk to whales?
Google's going to be like, no.
Scientists have figured out a way to hit a whale with that, like, chin wag while you're walking by, like, the little kind of, yeah. Like,
what's
sup.
Up?
Whales yep. Are doing the Jeep nod.
Whales recognize the white person passerby smile.
The closed mouth smile.
Do you think whales nod at each other?
Every time
pass?
I do that, I think about how that's like ingrained in white people DNA, and I can't not do it.
It's devastating.
The lipless smile, I can't not do it.
Is that? Yeah. I didn't know it was a thing, but I definitely do it.
Yeah, the like, it's sort of like halfway between a smile and a grimace. It's like. It's man. Just like. I'm acknowledging your presence without displaying any emotion. That's like what it is.
Yeah. Whoever this person is on, it was in 2015. It's been apparently somebody posted on Twitter. They fucking got our ass forever.
It's the yeah. It's the this is the facial expression equivalent of like a little ahoy hoy. Ahoy there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey there. Very good.
I can't stop doing it.
Just like being like finding yourself, like that's what it is. It's like you find yourself in an enclosed space with someone and you have to have some kind of reaction or acknowledgement.
Hello?
And this is the smile that you get. Yeah.
Hey, doing? Check out our stream of Resident Evil so we can know why we keep saying hello.
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 Over and over. Oh, it's such a good sound. It's such a funny yeah. Oh, I was going to say, did we talk about it? We had an hour of sleep wrested away from us. If I did, whatever variation of daylight savings time is happening to us today.
Yeah, we decided we briefly were trying to figure out whether we ended daylight savings or began it, and then we quickly decided it was none of our business.
I don't care. There are people who, when they like send out work emails proposing a call or a conference or something, and they're able to be correct when they say either EDT or EST mm-hmm. or whatever.
Oh my god!
Those people are basically, you know, warlocks to me. I just say Eastern at that point. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
When I see EDT, my brain shuts down. I'm like, what the fuck time zone are you talking about? I saw a tweet that was like just one of those where someone was like, why do we not jump ahead at like 3 p.m. on Monday? And it's like, my god.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's
erase an hour we'd like to erase, yeah. Not one that we cherish and value.
Just do it at 4 so everyone can go home.
Yeah.
Like we're at, it's yeah. done. Quitting time, the whistle hit, the Flintstones whistle hits right at the, you know.
And not only that, it was because I was thinking about it, I was like, it's probably like keep it neat or whatever. But then I thought more about it and I was like, doing it in the middle of the night is the most chaotic possible time you could do it. It's not neat at all because then everyone's like, the next day, some people don't know what time it is.
Like, you're going to wake, like, you're already disoriented when you wake up.
Yeah.
Now having it be the wrong time when you wake up, very difficult.
If it's in the middle of the day, there will be people around, so everyone could be like, oh, and do it or whatever.
And it could be like a fun little thing. Everyone could kind of be like, hey, instead it's either you're out and hammered, and then the bouncers have
and
to kick you out
faster. And the bar
suddenly
closes. Yeah. Right.
Or you, it's stolen from you in the night, that thing that we all enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone creep in like the Grinch and take an hour of sleep away.
The
that's
time
that's much better.
It's taking my shit. Yeah. Part of it's like, it's easier now with like phones and computers because they correct themselves. And I'm like, it's more confusing almost. Because now it's
like,
just
why
like,
is my body all fucked up?
And it's like, well, it's like, I was like, okay, half the clocks in my apartment are wrong now. Like, it's one of those where it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, nothing matches up. Time isn't real. Everything's fucked. It's bad.
Right. This is a huge, thing for you as a watch guy. This is like a day worth of, clock resetting.
Well, it's, I know. Like, all my huge watch
Your
collection.
Huge watch collection. You live in a studio apartment of all watches.
One wall is just watch winders, just rotating.
Yeah, you have to adjust all your bibs and bobs and all the different things and pull levers and cranks and stuff to get the watch set to the right time.
You know, or you pay like $40,000 for a watch with such complex machinery that it knows when it's daylight savings time, and that's like its only function. No, but like
or you get a watch for $10 a digital watch.
Yeah.
And it knows that as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, I mean, that's like the whole thing with, I was like, yeah, quartz is more accurate. So it's like a hobby thing. But yeah, I thought I was going to beat it because I just set like my microwave and my nightstand clock and my watch like ahead before 2 a.m. Because then I was like, okay, then I'll like, it's like jet lag. I'll be like ready for it. And man, I was so fucking confused for 2 hours. I'm so stupid. Like, my brain was so stupid. It'd be like, what? Like, even though I just changed the clock on my microwave, and then I was like, my microwave is wrong. And then I was like, God, the human brain, overrated, overrated.
I'm impressed that my microwave is just, it's in its own world. It's in its own time zone. I'm not changing that.
It drives me crazy, actually. I wish I lived in your world.
This is probably a height thing, because my microwave is on top of my fridge, so I, like, can barely see it, so...
Yeah.
I'm just, whatever time it is on top of my fridge is not my problem.
It would be so funny if you started microwaving something right before daylight savings time and then it microwaved for an hour. Just exploded a can of soup. I want to like get rid of it because it's, my microwave is like, I know, the fact that I know this is a testament to how bad it is. Like, it's like 3 minutes fast and I keep turning it back because
it always
not,
gets.
Yeah. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Get a new microwave because the timekeeping on mine is inaccurate? No.
Just
I'm not going to call
don't
LG.
Don't look at the time on the microwave.
I live in a studio apartment. I can always see the time on the microwave. It is constantly, and it's lit up. It's glowing. What am I to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. But where else am I going to make my sad instant oatmeal if I don't have a microwave? It's a real adult moment. Just
you
watching
put me onto
some
that
oatmeal
protein
microwave.
Oatmeal. It's pretty fucking good.
Kodiak?
Listeners, check out protein oatmeal. Not bad.
Kodiak, give us money and oatmeal. Free, we get paid in oatmeal.
We're like horses. We get some nice oats for our work.
This week we're sponsored
Protmeal.
By... This week we're sponsored by Domino's Sugar Cubes. Put one in your hand. Give it a lick. Yeah.
I'd take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're... None of us know what time it is, if you can tell that through the listening.
I think we're doing great. Speaking of what time it is, we should do numbers.
Number five. This story comes to us from Bookmarked 19 in the Discord. Hey, if you're not on the Discord, you can join for free. All you got to do is go to the link and join and possibly figure out Discord if you don't have Discord. But it's basically Slack for gamers. But check it out. And then if you want to sign up for our Patreon, you can send us stories just like these people do in the channel. I just checked Slack. God damn it, Shelby. please. you need to adjust that sound hit so it's the Slack sound and then like a little like, just kidding. Like, just save
Add
my brain.
The Paul McCartney noise to the end.
Yeah. Oh. A little monkey.
Well, the other one is from like a long time ago, from like the early 90s maybe, and it's like, I heard it's your birthday. So he's got
more than extra noise. Air in his lungs. It's so weird.
He's got to get it out.
Yeah. But this story comes to us from the Daily Beast. I'm going
it's
Joker
like a footnote.
Mode.
I love it.
Shelby did a whole like song thing where the Seinfeld theme, wasn't it, Shelby? That was an Instagram story. I really enjoy it. Oh, here we go.
I heard this and I literally thought it was a monkey.
No, it's a legendary beetle, as if there's any other kind of beetle.
Yeah, Paul
McCartney.
Ringo is the non-legendary one.
Whoa, peace and love, peace and love.
No, nah, he's legendary for being the funny one. I like Ringo.
Ringo's cool.
That's right.
We're a Ringo positive podcast here.
Ringo was eternally playing at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom when I was a kid, which was the, like, this really shitty venue on, I think, worse than Jersey Shore beach town, Hampton Beach. Like, garbage. He was always playing there.
And why shouldn't he?
That guy works.
Yeah. Play some craps.
I saw Dropkick Murphys there when I was a freshman in high school.
Dropkick Murphys at a casino. Hoo boy. Sad people o'clock.
Weirdly, I don't think it was a casino. I don't know why it was called that. Maybe there was a casino nearby that owned it. Unclear.
Yeah.
Still sad people o'clock, though, for sure.
We've gotten a picture of Paul McCartney in the chat as well. But the story...
Computer, pull up Paul McCartney. Tell us the story.
Yeah. This comes to us from the Daily Beast, which I always enjoy that the Daily Beast has like detailed investigative reporting and then also these. This is from Russia, so you know... It's going to be crazy. It is in the Kemerovo region of Russia, if that means anything to you. One of our listeners who understands other countries, not me. This is a man who was in a fight with his wife and decided that he needed to make amends. The time he decided to make amends was at 3 a.m. in the morning after heavy drinking. So you can have a good idea that his huge genius move is not going to be something that would help, like apologizing maybe, but no,
that's when like, you that's when you realize how what like how, what's going to fix a fight is at 3 a.m. when you're drunk. That's mm-hmm. when yeah. you know the solution yeah. will come to you in that way.
Yes, and the solution that came to him was, hey, what I should do is I should get a horse up to our apartment on the fifth floor. And then she'll like that because he said he was hoping to show up as, quote, Prince Charming.
That's beautiful. He was watching Beyonce Renaissance and he was like, I know what to do.
He saw the horse in the club and he's like, what if
he saw the horse in the damn club?
Mm-hmm. Horse was going crazy.
Maybe the horse was at the bar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could have in the Kemerovo region all the time. Horses at the bar. It's unclear, which I feel like is information I would like, if he owned the horse or whose horse it was, or if it was I mean, it's got a bridle on, so I assume it's some.
Who's his friend?
He
wanted to help him out.
Yeah. So he was trying to get it up. He wanted to get the horse to his apartment. As we mentioned, his apartment is on the fifth floor. First, he tried to get it into the elevator, which is not for horses. It's small. Not a big enough for the horse. You know, you gotta, unless it's one of those horses that's two guys, you know, butt and front of a horse costume, you can't do a horse in two trips. So instead, he just rode it up the stairs, which feels like we're really getting to that like senior prank problem here where you're like,
yes,
how's a horse gonna do going down the stairs? I think they can do
how
downstairs.
Tall are the ceilings in this place? Because I feel like, depending on the horse, you might have to like hug the horse going up the stairs. Like,
I mean, they
ducking
say,
down.
They say rode. The video here, there is video of it, seems to like he maybe rode it into the building and then kind of walked it up the stairs. Also, this horse.
You gotta get into position before you knock on that door, though, because that's the whole effect. Otherwise, you just brought your wife a horse, which like
that's true.
Not as sort of not the grand gesture you're trying to make.
Yeah, I'd also say in part as part of this grand gesture and all that. It's very funny, like the fact that he's like, I'm gonna be like Prince Charming because I'm gonna tell you this horse is filthy. This horse is like. Not like it, the coloration of the horse is like kind of like a white horse, which is like, oh yeah, Prince Charming or whatever. But I can't tell if this is part of its natural coloration or if it's just really dirty. It's like brown at the bottom. And it also, it's like not well groomed. It's like, it's just not a, you know, this isn't a show horse. This is a,
sure.
This is a real salt of the earth covered in mud horse.
This is a blue collar horse. This is, he's out working.
Yeah.
He's. Yeah.
It's not some Ivy League horse, okay?
Right, just, exactly.
Yeah. So
he's not the soft hoofed, you know.
People in the apartment are
give me
unhappy.
A huff. Give me your huff.
People in the apartment building are unhappy with it. I mean, first of all, it's going to be crazy to hear this and be like, it sounds like a horse is going upstairs. And then you open the door, you're like, well, okay. You know? It's like that thing where like, you knock on your upstairs neighbor's door and they're actually jackhammering something. And you're like, well, okay. That is exactly what I thought it might be.
Touche. Yeah. What can I even say to you at this point?
Another thing that they didn't like about it was that apparently on the way up, the horse took a massive fucking dookie.
That's kind of the main thing. That's the main thing you don't want if you're
horses are
position.
So unbothered
that's
about shitting.
That's the main
shitting.
Thing you don't want, and it's one of the main things they do.
They're
so,
always doing that.
I mean, huge problem.
If you were like laying odds on whether that would happen or not, you know, I'm not going to say. I mean, 50-50 is probably fair, you know, even knowing nothing else about the horse.
Horses go to the bathroom, some other animals go to the bathroom. Like, so you wonder if they even know they're doing it. Like, is that something they know they do, or they're just like, because it's just out, it just goes,
they have no reaction to it.
Yeah, not.
I don't
at
know
all.
What your reaction would be, because like, it's not like they're gonna be like, sorry.
Yeah. Just keep moving.
Yeah,
something we could all learn.
Uh huh. Yeah,
move on.
we're getting gross early, but I promise we'll move quickly. Very funny comic Matty Ryan has this joke about how like birds always, you know, like birds only have diarrhea, but he's like, can you imagine if they didn't? They're just like
our turds getting killed by our turds falling from the sky.
Yeah, just a fucking log landing on your car.
Todd Glass has a joke about how one time a bird shit on his car so much he felt bad for the bird. He was like, oh, he was sick.
They're always sick. What are they doing? Eating worms?
Eternally sick.
That's gonna happen, you know. Worms and nuts, not a balanced diet. Bird food pyramid is just split in half. Worms, nuts, dirt.
Worms, nuts.
Dirt is garbage. The sugar, like as you like. So,
to taste. Dirt to taste.
Dirt to taste. Roll them around in there. Yeah, so this guy, I'm trying to find exactly. I mean, I kind of think there is a world in this, like, where this kind of worked because she thought it was funny. So, like,
it
did work. She recorded it and she said she was joking it was a gift for International Women's Day.
Aww.
Yeah. A big dirty horse.
Taking a shit.
Yeah. You know, I guess as far as things do, I've probably from people I know heard worse plans to you know, get back in someone's good graces
for a grand gesture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know. Grand gesture just never seems to be the appropriate move. Like, I don't know if it's ever like truly solved something.
I think people just watch a lot of movies and they're I got to do some crazy shit. It's like, it's like, I feel like 99% of the time it's like, did you say you're sorry? You should probably do that. And then if that doesn't work, then you can like build the Taj Mahal or whatever.
I gotta wait till it's pouring rain and then be screaming downstairs, pounding on the door.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm sorry, I haven't apologized. It's just it's been really dry here lately.
Yeah. When you hear somebody pounding on a door and saying they're sorry in your apartment, do you think, oh, how romantic? those two people are really enjoying quite the romance. I'm not worried about everyone.
right. Yeah, I'm not debating whether to call the cops or not. That's definitely not what's happening.
Mm-hmm. That's the ideal relationship, is insane highs and insane lows. Very healthy and
that's
easy
what we
to
all
kind
want.
Of live with. Yeah, it's great.
I want to move. I want my relationship to be like a movie. Very stressful and emotionally fraught.
Right. Dramatic.
Yeah, I want my relationship to be a movie, a thriller, a legal thriller. That's what I want.
I want her to break my leg in bed.
I want to not know who I can trust.
Yeah.
Right.
The fucked up thing is I think there are really people that are like this.
Yeah.
So,
100%. There are people that's... I remember one time I was dating this guy and we had a fight. And we hadn't been dating that long. And it was a really dumb fight about nothing. And I was like, okay, well, we're breaking up now. And he was so confused. Had not even occurred to him that well, we've been going out for a few months and don't get along. So it's probably time to not be going out anymore. And
that's what he was like.
It was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's the thing is that's what being in a relationship
dated Paul McCartney
was
for
guy.
A few months. Kath? I don't know this.
Why are you so angry?
Kath, break it up with me? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
If you're like that, get some help. Don't be like that. It's bad. It's only going to bring you sorrow in your life.
It is very, it's very hey, I don't like this. I don't like being in a fight. I don't need this. It's wait, hang on. whoa.
I've known you for 10 weeks. What? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I just had a sequence of two thoughts where I was like, well, I don't know if we should give people psychiatric advice. And then immediately thought from that, might as well never make it on TikTok. I'm just maybe I shouldn't give people strong advice.
Anyone's listening to our advice, they are beyond help. They are in the absolute trenches. Mm-hmm. So I think we're safe.
We need to have we'll have a thing before, the same way Law and Order is all these people are fictional and made up. We have a thing where it's none of this is advice. Don't listen to anything. We're just talking. Please don't base your life off of our horse apartment.
Horse apartment story.
Horse apartment story.
I feel like I live kind of near the stables.
The Kemerovo region
Prospect
of Russia?
Park. Yep, that's where I live. We've kept it a secret for this long. I was the girlfriend. I got the horse. I live sort of near the Prospect Park stables, which is really... It feels like having a horse in an apartment because it's literally between new build fancy apartments. There's a stable and it's this block just smells like horse shit and it's a barn. There's a barn here.
There's a little
stable
boy.
I can't imagine the horses like that either.
There's a little stable boy in a flat cap throwing a bucket of horse shit out on the street every day. And they're like, we don't do this anymore.
There's a 20 square foot section of sidewalk that's just deadwood. It's really weird.
Yeah. If you get in Peaky Blinders mode. Kath lives in the Peaky Blinders.
If you get in trouble.
Peaky Blinders district.
They make you clean out the stables. They can do that. That's in your lease.
Yeah.
That's if they catch you littering in Prospect Park, that's what they sentence you to.
Man. I'm not gonna go in on Peaky Blinders. It's my latest thing getting into 10 years too late. But it is funny that the one guy in there, who's the guy from Jurassic Park, Patty, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Sam Neill.
Yeah. He's in there, and man, he can't do an Irish accent. Everyone else is doing okay, and then he's just full Lucky Charms. He's like, oh, the Peaky Blinders are a problem. You're like, just be American. Just retcon this. Just be like, I'm from
Irish
America.
Irish seems like a tough one to do.
They're from Chernobyl.
They're from Chernobyl. The Peaky Blinders are in Chernobyl.
Hampton, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember him. The show got so, like, the first season is very different from later because there's, like, multiple main characters that are not. I feel like that the actors got, like, other stuff going on or what, you know. Like, the lady from Malignant is in it, right? Is that right from the, in the first season? Isn't that right? She's, like, the love interest?
I don't know anybody's name. They're all the people.
She was in The Mummy as well. It is the lady from Malignant. I can't think of her name.
Anna, I could name them by hats and haircuts. That's what I use.
Hats and haircuts. Really, yeah. That's what I'm all about these days.
Alternate name.
A single-purpose store, all for head-related activities.
Yeah, that's the name. Instead of Peaky Blinders, the show is called Hats and Haircuts. Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's
what I call
a bar full of annoying people.
Yeah, that's true.
What they have.
Yeah. That's a haircut is a good insult. That's
it really underrated.
Underrated.
I can't use it though, because then people will just be like, "Well, you're just mad," and I'll be like, "Shut the fuck up."
it's like a guy, like an '80s businessman or something, who walks in and says, "Oh, we got a haircut over here. You know, you're gonna listen to this guy." Or it's like, "Okay, sorry that I have a haircut. I guess I don't really know."
Yeah,
doesn't seem like I really set my. I don't think I really set myself up here. That's a little strange. Yeah.
Man, yeah.
That one guy loves saying Peaky Blinders though. That's the one thing about that show.
They all love it.
No, but there's
what
the one.
What does it mean?
The guy with the mustache.
I said
their
before
game.
We started recording, I've watched the first 20 minutes of the pilot of Peaky Blinders probably 8 times, and it has never. It's just never caught me. So I've never learned what a Peaky Blinder is.
I thought it was just some bullshit. I thought it was some slang, but it's the name of their gang is the Peaky Blinders.
Oh, okay.
And it's based. Okay. It's based on a real gang.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere, but apparently this is not true. But they like had razor blades in their brims of their little hats of their bald guy caps, and they so like that's like the peak part, caps. And then it blinds you because it has they hit you with the razor blades face.
And it's like they have razor blades sewn into like there, and then they're like we use them as weapons. But the thing is like if you actually think about it, and this is because I read the same thing, and they were like, yeah, the gang didn't do that because trying to cut someone with a hat is like really fucking weird and hard to do. Like it's just like. A floppy flat cap is not that good of a weapon.
But apparently that's not apparently that's not true. Apparently it's a reference to the gang, says according to Wikipedia, sartorial elegance.
Okay.
Peaky referred to any flat cap with a peak, so that is a reference to the hat. But then blinder is a Birmingham slang term to describe someone of dapper appearance. So they're fancy lads. That's all that means, really.
The fancy lads.
Hats and haircuts. Yeah.
Here is Thomas Gilbert of the Peaky Blinders, the historical. He looks like Dr. Phil.
He does look like Dr. Phil. So we should do number 4.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Number 4. The sound effect kind of skipped out there for me for a second.
Yeah, it really threw me off.
Really? Shelby, what's going on?
Shelby burned all his battery playing the Paul McCartney sound.
What the fuck? Man, if somebody really doesn't like that, this is gonna be a tough episode for them.
This is not gonna be for them.
They've already stopped. I mean, they've already stopped. That's already done.
I think that about every episode. I mean, if somebody doesn't like this, it's
gonna be. Oh boy.
Do you like this? Just like, hey, you guys like? Do you guys like this? Let us know in the comments.
Don't let us know.
Don't let us know. Don't be honest.
Not our business.
Lie to us.
Pretend you like it, please. This story comes to us from AR, Marked for Death. Oh my gosh. The Star Tribune is charging me money.
I was wondering if you had digital access to the Star Tribune.
I can get another. I can sort of talk about this generally.
We'll just pivot to another story.
I can get some.
Oh damn!
Here.
Yeah, they really don't. You get nothing.
Oh, look who's come crawling back to talking about Peaky Blinders for 20 minutes.
Yeah, all right,
15 years after it comes out.
You get a vamp with the Peaky Blinders.
This is crazy. So, the Star Tribune, like, it's super super paywalled, locked down, right? You Google this. The subreddit r/Minneapolis, there's an account called Star Tribune. It's actually the Star Tribune. And they just posted the text of the article on Reddit. It's like, what are you doing?
There's people who do that, especially for football stuff. They just copy paste in the first comment of threads.
I guess maybe it's not. It looks like it's the official Star Tribune account, though. So I don't know. Anyway,
some places do that with Reddit because it, if you get big, if it pops off, like you get so much traffic from it that it's worth it to you.
I guess that makes sense.
Plus, they get more karma. So there's
karma.
A woman in Minneapolis, and this has happened in a couple places where it's, but this is notable because of how many times. So she had the same car stolen 5 times in over the course of like a couple years. I think like 3 years it got stolen 5 times. Of course, if you listen to my other podcast, we did an episode on this. Of course, it was a Kia. Have you guys heard about this problem with Kias?
I don't know cars.
I'm guessing it's TikTok related somehow. I'm just going to throw it out there. Is that true?
Kind of. So okay. Apparently, Kias, they everywhere else that they have to that they sell them, they have this regulation about an anti-theft measure that like they have to have in their cars. But of course, the U.S. doesn't have this regulation. There's no, there's not like a requirement for this.
Too much red tape.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to stifle impeding innovation.
Impeding the free market from, you know, operating at max capacity. How would we innovate without this? So you can steal a Kia by just taking off the steering wheel and like plugging in a thumb drive into a USB port and then plugging the steering wheel back in. It's like really easy to do. And Patty, as you said, there were videos on TikTok of people being like, here's how you steal a Kia. And like,
yeah, I think that was
very easy.
Yeah. Like if you're going to have a huge security flaw, you need it to take more than 90 seconds to explain or else it's just going to be so easily spread.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's literally a TikTok video. It's not like this isn't like anarchist cookbook shit. This is like 30 seconds.
You just flash the car's firmware. You just install like kia.free.exe and it's like, okay. Yeah. Let's go.
At least
you put Bonsai Buddy on the Kia and then he hotwires the car for you. He swings across and hotwires the car.
Yeah. Swings in on his vine, steals a car.
Yeah, at least make your issue like detailed enough that people have to go to YouTube videos to watch it, you know, to find it.
Right.
That's you know, you don't want people finding it algorithmically. It's not really ideal for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting served. Yeah. Getting served how to steal a Kia.
You know, I never would think about stealing a car, but it seems so easy. You know, and it's all I'm getting on my page right now. So
yeah.
Every time I walk by a car, I'm get the urge now because I know how. So here's what you do. You remove the piece of metal where you would ordinarily insert a key, and there's a cylinder with a little piece of exposed metal. You put the end of a USB into that piece of metal, and then you can start the car. So that's it. That's all you have to do.
Is this like the high tech version of how you used to be able to just like some of them weren't there cars where it's just like if you have a screwdriver, as long as you turn it, there's not really any security there. It's like all like a pretend.
I think it's sort of like that. And so it's become a huge problem. I think it started in Ohio, and it's like, especially in the upper Midwest, it's like a huge problem where there are these people steal them just to like joyride in them because they're so easy to steal. And it's like mostly teenagers.
Yeah.
And there's a group of them that I think originated this, and they call themselves the Kia Boys. And they just like in this town, people have had their Kias stolen multiple times. This happened in Minneapolis. This woman, she has a Kia Soul. She was like, I just wanted a nice little car and I still love the car, but
is she a hamster like in the commercials?
Yes,
probably.
The Kia Soul,
that's what makes this so sad.
Yeah.
I mean the other thing that probably sucks is that like reading this article, it's like there's some stuff, like you said, you have to like rip off, like prep the car to be Kia-boyed. And yeah. I guess it's like doubly crime of opportunity if you walk by and you're like, oh, that steering wheel's already been removed. Like there's like, oh, it's ready to go. It's fucking prepped for me. Like the wipers are gone, which is a thing. I don't know why, but.
The thing also is like these are being stolen by kids who like don't know how to drive. So a lot of times they'll get recovered, but they'll end up fucked up. Like people will just drive them until they crash them and then leave them.
I mean, that of course assumes that most adults know how to drive, which I find to be questionable at best.
That's true. Yeah. There's not a lot of evidence for that. If I think about that too much when I'm driving, I have to pull over.
You can't. You can't.
Especially like when living you're on, an apartment. On the road with like tanks, you know, with the huge trucks and stuff.
You just got to block it out to live. It's like there's 8 gas stoves in my building that I don't control. Okay, put it in the vault. Lock it away. Never think about that again.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
You live in the basement, gas rises, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the top will blow off the building, and then I'll just be sitting in the now with no basement, no ceiling, wondering where everybody went. Sudden skylight. Good.
Well, apparently there's finally, there is a class action about this. I think they're negotiating it right now. You had until November to sign up. So if your key has been stolen, you didn't sign up, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
But
here's a
yeah.
Oh, so here's mean, a this, fun this, thing. They're yeah, recommending geez. Sorry. They're recommending the club, which I love that they're like this is one of these things where it's like the internet
club is back.
Everything's
the
so
club is back.
Advanced, and they're like, you know what works? The fucking club. Like, just lock your shit up, dude.
Going to the club. That's what works. Going to the club.
Take your car in the damn club. There's a Kia Soul in the damn club. I mean, that was those commercials, but.
The Kia boys rode the Soul into the damn. Yeah, that's, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. The computer car holds no appeal to me. I don't want that. I don't want people to be able to hack my car. That seems bad.
It's just all like, I know friends of mine or whatever, like people have apartment buildings that had, they used to have the old push button ding, you know, buzzer, and they replaced them with some fucked up baby iPad and it's just broken for the rest. As soon as they install them
instantly.
Broken and they're like,
yeah,
it's just like, why? The buttons were good. I like the buttons. I want buttons. I want a club on my car. I want to just...
Big analog guy.
Yeah, analog.
I don't know. It works fine.
Yeah.
Don't add something to hack. That's all I'm saying.
It's really a nightmare situation where it's like you buy your car and you find out you have like the viral stealing car. It's like, oh, cool. what are you going to do? Like, I'm not going to get any.
Right.
It's
your car. Like, you already own it.
Like, I just got this. Like, I can't, like, get it lost half of its value the second I drove it off the lot or whatever. Like, what am I supposed to do
here?
It should be like, I feel like it should be like a voluntary recall or something like that. They should have to, it seems insane to me. But,
yeah.
I think they did eventually, you could bring them back and they would install.
Like, you shouldn't have to sign up for it. It should be like, if you bring your car in, we will make it so it's not stealable in 60 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like a fair, that's kind of, seems like that's part of the sort of, you know, implied warranty of car ownership, you know.
In 2023, just in St. Paul, 4,500 Kias were reported stolen.
Gone in 60 seconds, but it's the guy needs 4,500 Kias. Let's go.
He's got a huge ship, and he's loading it with Kias for some reason.
Filled to the brim with Kias.
I love this other completely fucking useless recommendation from the police that are like, hey, if you put a funky color or a roof decal on your car, it's easier to track it in a helicopter. What are we doing, dude? Just make my car not get stolen.
They're not sending helicopters for people with Kias. That's not the priority
for
of
a
the
stolen
police.
Car, unless, right? Like,
yeah,
what?
Unless it's like an over militarized police department who's itching to get the copter out.
Just needs to get the copter out. Yeah.
You want to get the copter? Get the copter. It's just
is there like some reason why they do like because like in LA, right? They always have the car chases with like the copter and stuff. Is there a reason why that's like always happening there and never anywhere else? Is it just because they have copters?
It's more cinematic. No, I have no idea.
I've seen a copter once or twice, but I feel like in Manhattan, you wouldn't be able to, like, we can't see shit.
They don't do, you can't functionally have a car chase in New York, really. But, like, there are plenty of other places in the country where conceivably you could have that happen. And is it just because they show them on TV in LA? I really don't know.
There's lots of really
rich people. They scare me, though. I don't like those.
That demand the copters go find their car. Will.i.am with his spider car. So you got to find it. I always think it works. Like, clearly it must work. But I think it's like when they have helicopter, when somebody not in a car, just on foot is on the run and they have a helicopter, I'm always like, can you even fucking see them? Like, feel like they're just doing a searchlight. And then they're like, he went under a tree. He's gone. Like, I must work. That's why they do it. But
My friend Mike McRae had this really great bit after the Boston Marathon bombing. They had like a huge manhunt for those guys in Boston, and they had the copters out and the, you know, spotlights and stuff looking for him. And they found the guy hiding in someone's boat in the backyard. And Mike had this great bit where he's just talking about like the wife of the guy who bought the boat, who's been trying to get him to get rid of the boat for like years, and then the fucking Boston Marathon bomber is hiding in it. She's like, fucking told you, get rid of that boat. Good bit. Really solid. It's like,
well,
bit.
Either way, you're probably going to get rid of it now because it's evidence. But
it's evidence, yeah.
It's also going to be full of bullet holes. But I'd rather you have sold it than to
right.
Like, give
not
it to
exactly
the...
seaworthy anymore.
Yeah.
But hey, if you've got a Kia, check if someone can just plug in their goddamn Kingston and
get a club.
Yeah, get a club.
I feel like if you have a Kia, you've been aware of this as a problem.
Mm-hmm. They should be doing everything they can to make it clear, to people, it would seem to me. But
yeah. Anyway, so good luck to this woman. I think she's probably in this lawsuit. I mean, like, insurance will cover it, but then also it's like, are your insurance premiums crazy because you have the viral stealing car? Like, seems
there's
like
a, yeah, there's
a real
there's,
pain in the ass.
There's lots of knockoff effects of like having your car stolen all the time, even if insurance covers it. You know what I mean? It's like I had somewhere I had to go, you know what I mean? Like, just you know,
basic shit works. Stop doing it. This is like those bikes that came out with, like, bikes with her, like, they have motion sensors. You don't need to lock it up because if someone moves it, it's like, okay, well, now people are just throwing those in pickup trucks and driving away. It's like,
right.
Just lock shit up. Just fucking put a chain
locks
on shit.
Locks work. You just gotta, you just gotta use it. Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, you might also enjoy our bonus episode. That's right. Every single week, we record a whole extra episode and we put it on our Patreon at patreon.com/whatatimepod. This week, we give our Oscar picks. The most any of us have seen is 3/4 of the Best Picture nominees, so we're very informed.
We also talk about what if Eli had luscious long hair. Think about it.
And I go over and reveal my 2 letterboxed reviews that I had to re-download the app to check.
See you there.
Number three
comes to us from Shelby Sim in the Discord. This is a story, about a... retired U.S. colonel the Air Force. Yep. He was in a civilian role for the, previously he was in the U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees the U.S. nuclear missile arsenal. So it's always a good thing when we're talking about things like that on this podcast. That's encouraging,
yep.
I think. Mm-hmm. This guy was, on a dating website, we'll say, and he was chatting with someone over email who was claiming to be a woman living in Ukraine, which is always...
why did you say, let's say? Was it like a weird dating website? Was he on one of the freak ones?
Unnamed foreign dating website, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Did I say let's say? I don't know why I said let's say. How about that?
It's
VPNing in the Ukrainian field.
Yeah. Specifically, a foreign one is an interesting detail.
Well, it just feels like American person on like internationally based dating website is like it's like a get scammed superhighway, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real connection here. You know, like it's depressing to think about. But anyway, this guy, he as part of his job, he had a top secret security
swiping
clearance.
On Hinge in international waters.
Using travel Derek mode,
mm-hmm. seasteading. So top secret security clearance, also a good thing to be talking about here. Attended briefings on the war in Ukraine in February and April 2022, or right around the start of the invasion.
He was like, Ukraine's on my mind. I think I'm going to go to their dating website while we work out this.
This is my way of helping the war effort. It's
exactly. Providing companionship for the vulnerable population.
Replying wow on AI-generated Instagram photos.
We got to talk about this guy's Facebook once we get there. It's
beautiful fingers,
amazing.
Queen.
The extra finger.
That's a
is so
boomer,
hot.
Like a clueless boomer commenting on an AI generated thing. I love your multitude of fingers.
Yeah. Trying to neg an AI Instagram account by mentioning how many fingers she has.
Yeah. So this poor bozo is talking to this person, I'm going to say. I don't think it doesn't seem clear that it's a woman living in Ukraine. So basically, a lot of things came up about U.S. national defense secrets, if you can imagine that. I'll read you some of the messages here that none of them apparently raised flags for this guy, or he just like stopped caring about, I'm not clear, but let's see. Dear, what is shown on the screens in the special room? It is very interesting.
Screens in this special room.
Yeah. You are my secret informant, love. How were your meetings? Sweet
just
Dave.
Just coming right out with secret informant. No euphemisms.
Sweet Dave, the supply of weapons is completely classified, which is great.
oh my God. Beloved Men should Dave. Not be allowed to have security clearances.
Yeah.
It's too much of a liability.
Yeah.
Bene Gesserit. That's what we need.
There should be some kind of honeypot test before you get top secret security clearance. Look, I don't know how they manage that, but
I've
then guys are just
this.
Signing up for the honeypot test. That's why they just want to do it.
I think I could probably close on this. I know it's a honeypot, but I think I got a shot anyway.
The Nullo secret agent. That's the ultimate secret agent. Just no dick at all. Smooth.
Yep.
Get it removed. You want a license to kill? Here's the price. Your dick and balls are gonzo.
No more dick. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it would work.
It might. It might.
Asexual James Bond. Much less interesting movie, but
I mean,
it'd be much more effective.
This guy being horny though is like this is worse because it's not clear that there's any runway towards any kind of meeting this person. So it's even more like of a you know what I mean? Like,
well, he doesn't want to pry. He doesn't want to move too fast.
Yeah, he's trying to keep his cool. It's enough that she's calling him Sweet Dave.
And
he's
here we go.
There's a secret agent.
I got a couple more here. Yeah. Beloved Dave, Donato and Biden have a secret plan to help us. You are my secret agent with love. And then the best one. Dave, I hope tomorrow we'll prepare a very unpleasant surprise for Putin. Will you tell me? And it's like, okay, so
beloved
none
Dave,
of this is
great.
None of this is flagging beloved for Dave. This guy that like this could be somebody who's trying to pump him for information.
It's like so bad. I'm like, is this even a person? Is this even like a human being, or do they have a honeypot bots like trawling for boomers on these?
They should.
Sites?
Honestly,
it works.
If they're not,
it seems like it would work. So he's facing 30 years in prison for this. He got caught doing this.
That sucks. Poor guy.
I mean, I don't I sort of disagree with this poor guy.
Feel like it's not his fault that they gave a security clearance to someone so stupid. Like,
right? I mean,
that's
like
an oversight beyond him.
And
you
like,
know?
Yeah, they should do that. They need to do an audit of everyone over the age of I don't know what, like straddling the computer age, basically, right? Everybody who was working before and after, and sort of like because. You know, how is this guy taken in by this? Like, what? Yeah. But anyway, so, well,
when they're
doing
the background on security clearance and they go around to the people, someone's acquaintances and stuff, and they're like, are they reliable? Do they have an alcohol problem? Anything like that. They should also be like, the guy like a fucking idiot. Do you think, have you noticed him being like stupid as fuck? Is he dumb? But no,
I mean, they don't, that was, I've done these, not for somebody who's 60 or whatever, but, for friends, I've done a couple of those kind of like, you know, like the few questions, like interviews. And it's like, the questions are like, you know, have they ever expressed an interest in overthrowing the government of the United States? It's like, would you say yes if you, like, they told you to come talk to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is not a surprise that you're talking, you know, I was recommended. I guess they're seeing if you're lying, if you like are sweating and have like shifty eyes when you say no, you know, but
they're always
when you take a big gulp right before you say
right.
No.
Or like you say no as like because there's like a red dot on your like on your chest, you know, like, not at all. No.
They're always talking about burning it all down and starting anew. Is that something that's concerning?
Mm. Yeah. But so this guy. Yeah, like I said, I don't. I mean, it's a bummer that he's so easily taken in, I guess, but also like, don't do that, man. It's very easy
don't
to be
that.
Like, oh, I can't talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like a pretty simple thing to say to someone
it
you've
also,
never seen
like,
before.
if you're trying to impress her, that sounds cool. Like, that, maintain a little mystery.
Right, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Like, you know, like standard. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead of being like, here are the pictures. Here are the
documents.
Here's
what is going on in the secret room.
Yeah.
So we found the guy. This is the Daily Mail, of course. The headline you never want in the Daily Mail about you starts with the word in all caps, pictured.
That's nightmare.
That's like five fast. Word. That's like five fast facts on heavy. You know, it's the same like, genre
not
of.
Because
other outlets won't do it. They won't like put your picture up. But the Daily Mail right. will find you and do it. So it says. Let's see. Okay. They got a screen. They went further than getting a picture. I guess they found this all on Facebook. And one of the screenshots of Facebook is watermarked Facebook with three O's, which is very funny. But. They found a screenshot of his likes on Facebook, which again, like nightmare scenario here.
Yeah.
He's got bigger problems, obviously, than this. But this is embarrassing. He says, let's see here. It says here his likes include and all likes. So I assume there's a lot more than this. They only did the first two rows of six.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. I'll just read them all in order here. Oh boy, it's worse than I thought. I read a few before, but some of them are okay. First one is 1967 to 72 Chevy trucks. Very specific, but that's what
nice.
He's into.
Cool.
He also doesn't like the computer cars. I respect this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. A+, I don't know what that is. Action News Jax, like a local news station. Okay, now here we go. Alexandra Daddario fans. Okay.
Let's not lump all fans of Alexandra Daddario into one.
Yep.
Look,
all about
they need
hot.
A source to talk about breaking Alexandra Daddario news, and they have a group for that, so
correct.
That's great.
Yeah,
all about Russian girls is one of them.
Oh no!
How do you get a security clearance?
Not good.
Not hey, do you have want. A fetish for Russian women?
Not good.
well, that's devastatingly bad.
I mean, that wasn't a problem in the same way, you know, in exactly the same way. And, you know, it became a lot worse in like February 2022. But it's notable
yeah.
before that, probably.
Sort of in American like military intelligence. Historically been a bit of a weak spot.
Yeah, there was a whole there was a whole TV show about that.
There's also, I mean, that's part of this whole thing too. Is like, even if it's like, okay, you're gonna get into some weird online relationship with a woman you can't verify the identity of, like, if that's you and they're like, I live in Ukraine, that secondarily you should be like, ah, that's like. One
little
I really
conflict
can't.
Of interest here.
Yeah.
Oh,
one's really big right
oh,
now.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's where I'm like, I'm doing a lot of top
so
secret stuff.
I know so much about your culture. Yeah.
No,
I know,
just to be clear,
your country
you're from
very well.
You're from Ukraine, and you're not like a Russian person, like intelligence operative, pretending to be a Ukrainian woman on this thing, yeah. right? That's what you know.
Oh,
doing
I've
my
seen
diligence.
Your country.
You have to tell me if you are.
Yeah. I've seen your country and from bird's eye view with points of interest mark.
Night vision.
Okay.
Your town looks great in night vision.
You look beautiful in green, Queen.
Yeah. So next is Angel Rose. I don't know who that is, but it's a blonde lady, it looks like.
Okay.
Bella Thorne fans.
Okay. Yeah, not familiar.
I don't know what this is, Brombach. I don't know. That's like
Noah Baumbach.
Noah Baumbach.
He just is a big cinephile as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves that. Okay, it's like a fan. I guess it's because he's like maybe it's his family going back at some point. It's like an old German family or something. Is he Dave B. Slater? Maybe no. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, the next one is just browse single women, and it's like a lady
just browse
like,
them.
A lady like with her hands on her knees, kind of half bending over.
Brother.
Then the next one is brunette beauties, which is a lady in lingerie. The next one is I don't know what it is, something in German I don't understand. But the last one is the one that I really wanted to get to, cars and curves. So again, none of this stuff is illegal to like, but it's just kind
of
like
I feel like that has sort of gone out of fashion of like a babe in front of a car. Like you don't see that much anymore.
Yeah,
you don't see that these days. That's like a boomer thing. It's like you go into the office at the when you go like have to pick up a package at FedEx and you have to go to the office and there's like a calendar with
yeah.
I think it's just more muted. I'd say if you want to see pictures like that, check out...
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah, I was like, check out the lock screen of some phones on the subway. They're still there. People still like
those. They're still going strong?
Yeah, they're still...
That's good. I'm glad people still like it.
I think it's because...
Go with the classics.
I think it's more that like horny posters are not as cool anymore. Kind
right.
Of
people don't... Yeah. People just have it on their phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I guess
like
that's
you used
true.
To be able to like have that in your cubicle, like and just be like, you know, yeah. When yeah. I get a little tired of data entry, I just get a half chub looking at this picture of a lady on a car that I have hung up in my workspace.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, and like I take meetings in here with people, and it's just up here. Yeah. They just they also have to deal with this
just
now.
Like to take a nice long look really at old nice, Bernice right? here. You know? Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
What are you doing later? Why don't you come over to my and cubicle twins. And we can look at this lady on a car.
Look at this lady's legs.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's just like on a car.
Ooga.
I don't get it, but I appreciate it as like a relic of our culture.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wowie zowie. Awooga.
Awooga.
Hummina hummina.
Cannot be saying awooga in the workplace in 2024. A wooga
fireable
zone.
Offense.
Can you imagine telling one of those poster guys, like the guy in like the guy in like his locker at the mechanics had like the pinup? It's like, man, we got this little thing you carry around with you all the time, and you could have literally thousands of those things on there. Just like what? Yeah. So
life changing.
So this dude, his phone man, to a projector in his living room, going through it like crime scene photos, just different. You horny know, awooga photos.
I'm not sure exactly what
awooga.jpg.
Yeah,
awooga. Horny awooga photos.
awooga023.jpg. awooga.png, so it's transparent. You can put her on different cars and yeah, make
it's
his
very
own.
Important. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it says he sent the information. It doesn't say what, which makes sense because it's classified information. I was trying to figure out, you know, how bad is this, but
right.
it's bad
they
enough they're trying
us.
To put him in jail for 30 years. So, you know, I'm not going to say best of luck. I don't really know what to say. You know, just rough stuff for this guy.
rough stuff.
Down. You know.
Well, he can put a poster of a lady on a car in his cell in jail.
Because it's also like, you know, on top of
down
what happened.
Down treasonously bad is this
yeah,
man.
Right. Because it is just like, you know, on top of everything else, you're like, if you're like, sitting in your cell where, you know, and it's like, wait, man, that probably wasn't even a real Ukrainian woman that liked me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
yeah. I'm starting to think that wasn't a lady.
You're just like realizing it now. Like, you know what? With the benefit of hindsight, woof. Really. Oh boy.
How are you even sending like,
yeah, I don't know what
imagining-
he sent.
That thing where you send multiple pictures on an on iMessage and it's like a little fan and they're just all classified documents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, so, are you... I'm getting notifications that you're screenshotting the documents I'm sending you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a glitch.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to be like part of it, right? You can't just screenshot that shit. It's going to say who did it. They got to know. We should do number two.
Yeah.
We should do number two.
Subtle. Wow.
Now, and now he won't play it. Number two is from Shelby Sim in the Discord. Got a twofer there from Shelby Sim. This guy, this comes to us from it happened in Germany. A 62-year-old man decided to get 217 COVID vaccinations over the course of 29 months for what he says are quote unquote private reasons. So he does not wish to make his motivations known. We were talking about maybe he was getting them for other people, perhaps.
Yeah, I heard about that. I know there was a scam where, you know, awful, awful scam. Where
definitely,
people,
like, yeah.
Yeah. But this guy seems to just be, want to be really.
Just a fan.
Yeah, loves that feeling, that new vaccine feeling.
And every time he was showing up to the COVID shot with a t-shirt of the COVID shot on, which is generally considered kind of corny, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fan.
But he was just that into it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he loved feeling like he was about to get sick. That's his favorite feeling.
He was following them around the one of those vaccine vans around the country like the dead. He was just behind them in a different van as soon as they stopped. Get me.
He loved his arm. Woo! He loved having a dead arm, and this is the only way he could get
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. It's his favorite feeling. So he had 217 COVID vaccinations over a little over 2 years. And so, of course, people are like, we need to study you because no one's done this. That's like just the volume of matter being injected into you. It's like kind of crazy at that point.
Well, they're scientists are probably, I mean, maybe not happy, but they're just like, oh, cool. We can do a study on you that ethically we could not have done.
Exactly. Because you did this. You know? And the craziest thing is they found like he was still building immunity. Like, the 217th shot did help him more than the 216th shot. Like, it is still, it's still good to go. And,
right, but apparently you have to, like, effectively keep the ball in the air. You'd have to keep getting, you know, it would eventually drop back down to where, you know what I mean? Like, apparently, like, that's what they said about the study. It's like, if he kept getting them, it would stay up crazy high, and he'd be like, you know, superhero levels. But as it stands, it would just drop back down, I guess. I don't know. He's a an interesting guy. I don't know.
He's related to, like, on dating apps or whatever. He's like 217 jabbed, triple jabs.
Yeah, you know? He puts 217 of the little emojis in the bio.
Very so safe. Know. Yeah,
this is a good line from the article in the Times. The man had seemingly never been infected with the coronavirus. Oh, word?
Fucking hope so.
If anybody hasn't, put him on the list.
So yeah, I mean, they're just like, he told them and they weren't even mad. They were just like, okay, well, we want your blood and saliva. Like, give us all your fluids. We're testing it. We want to see what is going on in there.
Apparently they did like investigate him because you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to.
I mean, there's
so they investigated him for a while, but then I guess they were like, well, you seem fine and everyone can get them. So,
right. And especially
we'll just
early
give you
on
to science. That's your penalty.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, I think at first I'd be like, wouldn't whoever you're getting them, you know, say something at some point. But I guess especially if he's getting them in like a Walgreens or whatever. Well, he's not. He's in Germany. I mean, maybe they have German Walgreens. I don't know. Sound off.
Walgreens.
I bet the person working there, Walgreens. I bet the person there is just like, this is not my job to tell you not to.
Yeah,
get this.
Yeah. I don't get paid enough to care about
care,
this.
Here, like, it should be. It's safe. Man, that's so.
But yeah, he's fine.
217 in 29 months. I'm trying to figure out how frequent that is. I mean, that's like every what?
It said it's like once every 4 days.
That's fucking crazy.
That's
once
wild.
Every 4 days.
Do you really feel like shit?
It takes me 4 days to like get over it when I get a COVID vaccine. I feel like shit at least for 2 days. I feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's just, I mean, I guess if you're getting them that frequently, you stop feeling like shit at some point.
Yeah.
And you get second sight or something. You get like, you get powers.
Second sight. Yeah. You start activating all your abilities. Man is leveling up, but I think it's cool. It reminds me of like reading about how there's all like there's some stuff that science doesn't know just because they're not allowed to test it, and so somebody ends up just doing it. Because I was like, why, you know, that thing where like, oh, somebody can lift a car off a baby, and I was like, how does that all work? And they're like, we're not really able to reproduce that. Like, we can't go to a lab and put someone's baby
in really?
Their car.
Okay.
So we're kind of stuck here. We just have to kind of guess. Can't just put a baby doll under a car and be like, okay, pretend that's a real baby,
right?
And monitor them.
Well, but, okay, what we'll do is we'll put a fake baby under there, but we'll hypnotize the subject into thinking that it's their baby, and that's fine because ethically it seems like a challenging one to
using hypnosis in a science experiment is perfectly sound.
Yeah, that's perfectly
completely fine.
Yep.
I think the weirdest thing about this guy, or the most like worrying thing, like I'm like, obviously it's not bad to get these, but he got He got every kind all together. He got like a soda machine suicide of every brand.
Yeah.
Because he said he reported
the COVID vaccine freestyle machine just going nuts.
They'd confirmed and they like confronted him because they were like, you've gotten 130. And he was like, no. I've also gotten 87 you don't know about. And he
says for private reasons,
including at least 8 different formulations of the vaccine. So
he's sampling. I wonder if he has a favorite.
Yeah.
I was in the movies, speaking of the Coca-Cola freestyle machine. I was in the movies yesterday and a guy, you get an icy or a soda, they're different cups. You know what I mean? At the AMC. Yeah. And a guy kind of stepped in for a second when I was like about to get my icy, and he got like half of his cup of soda with icy in it. And I was like, I didn't realize you could do that. That's not part of the soda. Hang on a second.
That's horrible.
That's that guy's like living moss, I guess. You know?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, you want an icy, but with the texture of an icy that you usually would throw away because it started to melt.
It's
like,
too melty, yeah.
And got chunks in it.
I feel like people were doing that even pre-freestyle machine at the movies.
Probably, you know, but he's been doing that. He got in there.
Movies is freak shit. You're allowed to do some freak shit there.
I can't stand the freestyle machine because my Diet Coke tastes tainted every time.
There are adulterants
in this. I can taste them. I don't like it.
You got to smuggle your own in. A couple cans in the
cargo
pockets.
Guy before me got like pineapple Fanta or some shit. I don't know. It tastes weird.
Yeah, there's got to be a different nozzle for the real freaky shit, you know. Pineapple Fanta, I don't want that coming out of the same nozzle.
A niche nozzle.
Yeah.
The auxiliary nozzle for weird stuff.
I was going to say those seem like an allergy risk, but I guess there's no actual food in any of
food.
That. Yeah, I'm like, it's all just chemicals. Yeah. Well,
number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Folks, it's the pug that cries like a man. We got a new creature that cries like a man. It's this pug. This came to us on Twitter from somebody. I swear I can't find it, so I apologize to whoever you are. Sent us this video, and it's from a huge Instagram account, We Rate Dogs. It's not exactly a hidden gem or anything, but I had not seen it. I don't think any of us has seen it, so it's very exciting. The dog's name is Floki. Can we get a little taste, Shelby, of what this sounds like?
He's echolocating.
Yeah.
That last one.
The beginning ones
sound like a dog, and he's ramping up into human voice.
And then it just sounds like an old man at the bottom of a stairwell.
What happened to him to make him make that noise?
Yeah,
I think he just stubbed his toe.
I think that's just how he barks. Some dogs have a messed up sense of what a bark is, I think, and that's what's going on there. The video is good on We Rate Dogs Instagram and probably elsewhere because there's another dog that lives with Floki. Vienna is the name of the dog. It's a wiener dog, and the dog does The Office style reaction shot at the beginning.
He's doing this again.
And then they zoom in on the reaction shot. It's very good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a sound you want your dog to make. That's awful. Good God.
Well, a couple of them sound a little bit like Waza, which is kind of fun.
You're saying what's up.
Cut that into those old ads, you know, just like
the cat says oh hi to him, and then he says what's up back.
Yeah, right.
It's such a dramatic it's like the sound of like some weirdo guy that's trying to pretend he slipped and fell in front of a public library. like trying to get a lawsuit going.
Slipping Jimmy ass. Yell.
Why are you
That pug is showing up to court in a neck brace he does not need.
Why are you gurgling? What would that have to do with falling?
Organ damage.
This dog is getting fed 7 times a day. You know it. Dinner is never late in the Floki household. It is not.
All right.
Yeah. God, you're like, this is, you have to like, if you wake
I'm
up to this
I'm setting this as
too,
my alarm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you wake up to this. breakfast. It's like a Boy Who Cried Wolf situation. It's like if you're like spouse or partner or whatever has like a serious medical event, you're just going to be like, oh, Floki's going nuts again, instead of being like, right, he's just going into labor,
right? Like, even if something is going wrong with the dog, it's like, all right, like I don't see how you ratchet it up from there. If you were being like stabbed, I don't think the scream right. would be any different. Yeah. Like, I don't really know what, yeah,
you know what it sounds like. It sounds like the mom from that X-Files episode about inbreeding when she's giving birth. They're like delivering it with a fork. That's what this sounds like to me. Just extreme shit. Just screaming, raining, thunderstorms. It's yeah,
apocalypse.
Yeah. What do? You can't.
You feed it 100 times a day, like you said. Yeah. That's all you could do.
It's you like have an impressive.
You have to heed its demands.
This is like operatic.
Yeah. That what do you do? Pug. Capitulate.
Yeah.
Like, entirely.
Like that pug has complete control of its diaphragm and it's just like really projecting.
Yeah.
You know? Like yeah. It's like.
I wonder if he's like deaf or something. Like, because he didn't learn that from another animal.
He will be soon. This is, yeah. Or what? What it, like, what do you guys... You got to go through those people's DVDs or whatever. Be like, what do you guys... Do you just watch... Do you have, like... Check there for, like... Do you have snuff films? What are you watching that this dog has learned this from? This horrific scream.
I used to dog sit for my friend Ralphie. He had two dogs. And he would put on Twitch streams of Magic the Gathering tournaments for his dogs to watch when he was out of the house. They loved him.
I fall asleep to those. I mean, it's very soothing. It's like... I streamed like Magic a little bit once, and some I had people who didn't play or understand what was going on. They're just like, I just like the paper sounds, just like that's good. It's good stuff, you know. So I get that.
That's what that guy's honeypot told him about the classified documents. I just like the paper sounds. You just send me
sweet Dave, wonderful Dave,
beloved Dave, great Discord name, beloved Dave.
That would be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, when I used to walk dogs, there's one that had Judge Judy on all the time, and my favorite one was a little dog named, I don't know why I was worried about like Docs the dog, a little dog named Willie Nelson that I would walk in and... The owner always had like very calm classical music playing, but Willie Nelson had like horrible anxiety. So you walk in, and it's just like classical music, and there's a dog just shaking.
Like, Willie Nelson, no. Really,
he was, it was, I don't know if it was meant to be an ironic name, but Willie Nelson was.
Willie Nelson is Willie's full name. Willie Nelson is. That's,
really?
That's, yeah, it's Willie as well.
Willie's really? Also a Willie Nelson. Wow. Yeah.
Maybe they
named the anxious dog Willie Nelson because they have to feed it like massive amounts of CBD to calm it down.
This was pre-CBD times.
Pre-CBD for dogs.
Yeah, but they should have. I mean, it was having a rough time. It was.
Oh.
It was all right. I just had to like pull it out from under the bed to walk it, but I had a good time.
It was probably chill like when you weren't there. That's what I want to believe. I don't want to believe that he was shaking with fear 24 hours a day.
I did dog sit for him once, and I think that was a pretty stressful weekend for Willie Nelson. Aww. A lot of time under the bed, but, you know, I'm scary to dogs, so what can I do? There's nothing I can do about it.
Right, that's the one that sounds like it's just like, yeah, like there's water, like it's just, the gurgling.
He's gurgling. Well, that's just like a pug thing. Like they're always kind of a little bit gurgling.
That's kind of like that's like Donald Duck's death rattle or something. That's like a weird.
Yeah, well, a pug's airways look like one of those, you know, mazes from an episode of Highlights you do at the dentist's office.
Right.
Like, trying to trace it, a labyrinth. A pug trying to take a breath is like one of those old games where you try to get the stainless steel ball like through a maze without it falling anywhere. That's But he's a good
PT Clam. We got a new entry.
He doesn't know how disruptive he's being. Who are we to?
He's just trying
criticize?
To communicate.
That's just how he is.
Just trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's what he. That's how he thinks you do it. He's saying hi.
It's like a Tim Robinson character pretending to get burned.
Yeah,
the water's boiling hot.
Yeah, That's what actually, when Frank Herbert was writing Dune, that's what he envisioned the voice sounding like, was just that.
Shelby, you got a fucking feed me week's treats. Worth of edits to do with this.
Use the voice.
Yeah.
And it just makes everyone go, all right, all right, all right. All right.
Dude, this kind of bangs. Wait, do that
that's
again.
That's kind of good. That sounds like the music awesome. You listen to, Eli.
Yeah, dude. It's good stuff. That's the U2 album they put on our phones. That's what it sounds like.
That's a good, like, the good start for, like, the world's worst creepypasta is, like, you know that YouTube video they, or the U2 album they put on everyone's phones? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's like, haunted. Yeah, it's all about, like, skulls and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we need a remix with the Dune sound, the pug sound, and the Paul McCartney sound. I feel like, Shelby, you can make some real magic with that.
What the fuck?
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah. Check out Shelby's boiler room set. Dropping soon.
Oh, if we get to 2,000 patrons, we'll do Shelby boiler room
Shelby
set.
Shelby's boiler room set with fucking Eric Adams and Cara Delevingne just like vibing behind him.
Room full of cool-looking British teens just like jerkily dancing to Jingle Bells by Dogs.
Yeah. Is this jungle? No one really knows what jungle is. Just don't.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well.
Well, well, well.
We're done. Plugs time.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/whatatimepod for weekly bonus episodes and much more. And head to whatatimepod.com/links for our merch store, Discord, and more. Follow Patty, Kath, and Eli on Twitter and Instagram at Patty Moe, at Kath Barbadoro, and at Eli Uden. And check out Kath's other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here's where you can see us doing stand-up this week.
My spade of shows
protest April. Paid protest April 5th, 7:30. Please book me. Comedians don't listen to this, but
why
if any
they?
Of them happen to be listening to the plugs, I would like to do some stand-up. Come see me at an open mic. I'll be really depressed. Yeah. Paid protest April 5th.
Cat's up there like, wah!
Going to an open mic.
People don't realize this based on, like, you know, this podcast and stuff. I'm like Sam Kinison. I'm just screaming the whole time.
Going to a show and screaming like the PT Clam until they put me on stage.
Yep. Yeah. I always get up. They rig that bucket for me when I do that.
That's right.
Generous description of rigging the bucket. Being asked to leave. They rig the bucket.
They appease me.
Yeah.
They appease me.
They
I
give
use
in.
The voice.
I don't have anything to go to.
I got nothing.
See you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.